Comedian Norm MacDonald, beloved cast member on Saturday Night Live in the mid-90s, has died. His management company confirmed that the 61-year-old fought cancer for 9 years. NPR's Mandalit Delbarco has this appreciation.
SNL fans may remember Norm MacDonald impersonating actor Burt Reynolds in a satire of Celebrity Jeopardy.
Burt Reynolds!
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No!
That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember, he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No.
MacDonald was also an anchor on SNL's Weekend Update news segments. In his usual droll manner, he lampooned former superstar Michael Jackson and former football star and actor O.J. Simpson throughout his murder trial.
And in court this week, Kato Kaelin testified that O.J. Simpson did not appear angry before or after the period of his wife's murder. But Kaelin admitted he could have been a touch edgy while he was actually murdering her.
MacDonald later said he was pressured by network executives to stop blasting Simpson as a murderer. He attributed getting fired from the show for his refusal to stop. Norm MacDonald was born in Quebec City in 1959, and he developed his deadpan style while doing stand-up in Canadian comedy clubs. In 1990, he competed on Star Search, then was hired to write for The Dennis Miller Show and the sitcom Roseanne. In addition to his 5 years on SNL, MacDonald made appearances on late-night shows with David Letterman and Conan O'Brien. He also had a recurring role on the show The Middle. MacDonald was in films as well, appearing in The People vs. Larry Flint, and he was the voice of Lucky the Dog in the Eddie Murphy comedy Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, my Lord! Oh, this is not good. Oh, lassie, go home!
In 1999, MacDonald had his own comedy series, The Norm Show. He played an NHL player who had to perform community service after being busted for gambling and tax evasion. He also had his own talk show on Netflix titled Norm MacDonald Has a Show. Most recently, on the animated series Mike Tyson Mysteries, his deadpan voice gave life to the sarcastic, foul-mouthed character Pigeon.
It appears that you have taken this news while sitting in a pile of your own excrement. Condolences.
MacDonald never stopped joking about things that might seem inappropriate. At the start of the coronavirus pandemic last year, he did a stand-up routine.
Remember the good old days when washing your hands didn't take 3 hours? Like ABCD. Just take me now.
MacDonald's producing partner, Lori Jo Hoekstra, told Deadline she would miss her friend, who wanted to keep his diagnosis private. He once wrote that a joke should catch someone by surprise. It should never pander, she was quoted saying. He certainly never pandered. Mandalit Delbarco, NPR News.